007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're reminiscing to begin, I believe.
We are, yeah. I'm remembering back to a cartoon that I used to watch when I'd come in from school, and that was He-Man.
I remember He-Man
Masters
and She-Ra.
Masters of the Universe and She-Ra and Skeletor.
Well, is this showing our age now? I don't know.
I know, it is a little bit. The Lone Ranger, Mask of Zorro, Pirates of the Caribbean writer, Terry Rossio, has been hired to work on a script for the Masters of the Universe reboot. They're doing it at Sony Pictures. They are looking for a director as well. John M. Chu was originally attached to direct, but he's since dropped out. Number of writers have actually worked on drafts of this, and this is the latest attempt, I suppose, to kickstart a brand new franchise. And of course, we know that's what the world of movie needs, is another franchise, he says sarcastically.
Yes.
But Masters of the Universe, you could see it sort of working in terms
absolutely.
Of the franchise. And I suppose they're waiting to try and get that script right, and maybe they've got their man.
A whole new generation to discover that cartoon.
To discover it,
yes,
I know.
Exactly. Yep. Interesting casting news. This is quite a lineup.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich, Pierce Brosnan, Angela Bassett and Emma Thompson. They're all set to star in a new thriller called Survivor. Jovovich is going to play an American State Department employee working in London who becomes caught in a conspiracy and turns her into a fugitive. She sets out to clear her name and stop a terrorist attack on New York's Times Square before New Year's Eve. The original cast was Katherine Heigl and Clive Owen. They were going to be involved, but they dropped out. Mm-hmm. The script is from Phil Shelby and they're going to start shooting this one in January. But nice, a good ensemble cast. That
very
one.
Nice. Like the sound of that.
Yep.
Okay, now news of a director busy at work. This is with Tom Cruise, is it?
Yeah, Doug Liman. He is working with Tom Cruise on a movie at the moment called Edge of Tomorrow. It's a big, big budget sci-fi action thriller. Tom seems to like those. He really does go
he?
For them.
He's, yeah.
Like when you look at it now and go the type of movies that he's picked a lot of sci-fi movies,
yeah.
Big action ones.
And of course
you
he
know?
Likes doing his own stunts as well.
He
so
does,
it all works,
so
yeah.
He kind of likes to be involved with that. Well, the director, Doug Liman, is going on to actually another action flick, and he's picking up the reins from the untimely death of Tony Scott, who's going to do a movie called Narco Sub. So we're assuming they're sticking with the same screenplay. It was written by Safe House writer David Guggenheim, who developed the project with Simon Kinberg. He wrote scripts for the likes of Jumper and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which Liman worked on before. The film sounds like it's kind of the right stuff for the director. It's set in the dangerous world of drug smuggling. The title refers to the semi-submersible crafts that South American drug cartels have been using to ship cocaine into the US without having to deal with land-based authorities. There's no other sort of script details as yet, but it was described originally as being sort of similar to Crimson Tide and
okay.
Man on Fire. So as you said, Liman has been busy working on Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise, and he's got a couple of other projects as well. A George Malloy-centred drama, Everest, which Tom Hardy has been attached to star in, and a adaptation of Jack Finney's time-shifting sci-fi novel Time and Again. So he's a busy man.
He's a busy man, he is indeed. Now, what is the story with Blade Runner? Is there a sequel happening?
Rumour. Yeah, this is the thing, I suppose. We just, every day when I look at stuff online and I'm looking at feeds, it's either Star Wars stories or these stories of old films that they want to reboot and get going again. So it must be very frustrating for the likes of Harrison Ford when he shows up to do a launch of a current movie and all he's getting asked about, are you doing Blade Runner 2?
Yeah.
Are you involved in Star Wars? And I mean, the Star Wars stuff is just going on. You know, there's talk coming out that, you know, Lucas is much more involved than we think and he's been helping J.J. Abrams and all this type of stuff. Of course, is Harrison Ford in the movie? You know, they're just playing.
Any answers or is it all just up there?
I think what happens is that the journalists that ask the questions just go away to write copy and decide to read into it and so give us a story to say, you know what, he's going to be involved in Blade Runner 2 because he was asked about it and he sort of said that he was open to a return. But we don't know what the plan for the film is.
Yeah.
I mean, they were talking about doing something that would be a total reinvention of the 1982 movie, and so maybe it's not even a follow-up. Ridley Scott is involved in it, but, you know, they take that and they run with it.
Okay.
No pun intended.
We were talking earlier about TV over the last few weeks. We've Downton back and Love Hate back and Homeland back, and they are filming The Fall again. This was Gillian Anderson's one. Of course, left it completely in mid-air at the last season, which annoyed a lot of people, but it's coming back.
Yeah, it is coming back. They start filming in Belfast in February. They were waiting for all the cast to be available, or I think Gillian Anderson to be available before they got going. But that's going to happen now. It's going to happen in February. Yeah, it did really well. This was the highest ratings for a drama series on BBC Two in 8 years. And that fast-tracked the decision to commission a second season. It did really well. It's on Netflix in the States. It's you know, it's been downloaded quite a lot. And I think really that there was more to the story anyway, but that's all they sort of intended to shoot initially. So I think it stopped halfway through the story. So that's exciting because we know it's going to go somewhere. So people were like, is that it?
I know.
So season two, there'll be a lot of anticipation for us. So The Fall, it was really good.
Okay, keep an eye out for them filming up north. Now, The Summit is getting an Irish cinema release.
It is November 22nd. Wildcard Distribution are going to be releasing it. It's Nick Ryan's award-winning film. It's a gripping film that chronicles one of the deadliest days in modern mountain history when 11 climbers, including Limerick man Ger McDonnell, lost their lives on the most dangerous mountain, K2. Pat Falvey is involved as well as a producer. It did well. It got a couple of awards along the way. One at Sundance, and it was picked up by a big distributor in the States, so it's having its run in the States, and we're going to get a chance to see it November 22nd.
Great. The Summit, Irish Cinema's 22nd of November. Now, we have had the Emmys, but now the International Emmys at the end of November.
Yeah, this is it probably doesn't get the same press in terms of, you know, you don't have the celebrities at it, but there's some notable sort of nods coming through. Moonboy, Chris O'Dowd's Irish comedy, has been nominated for Best Comedy, and also the Secret State programme, which starred Gabriel Byrne as the British Prime Minister, that's been nominated for Best TV Movie Miniseries. Also, Beat Girl, this was an Irish series produced by Be Active and shot on location in Dublin last year. It's received a nomination in the Best Series category. So they're going to unveil these on the 25th of November at the Hilton Hotel in New York. It may not get the same sort of publicity as the Emmys where all the stars show up to, but it's an Emmy.
Great, and we wish our Irish nominees all the very best. Now, we always share a trailer with you to check out online. We're allowing you a shameless plug this week, Gareth.
Thank you.
Particularly good director on this trailer.
We have to wait and see on that front. But yes, shameless promotion, if that's okay. Yeah, I made a movie over the summer, and it's called Nightingale Falling. We released the trailer there just a couple of days ago. It's worth taking a look at.
It looks great, I have to say. It really does.
Low budget film, but we've got high hopes. The story is great. It's written by PJ Curtis. It's based on the book of the same name. Great cast: Tara Brachnock, Mirren Bird, and Gerard McCarthy, who is actually in the Fall as well. Mm. So it's set during the War of Independence, and it's an interesting love story with a few twists and turns in it. So check out the trailer, Nightingale Falling. Just type it into YouTube and have a look.
It looks great. Not being biased at all, looks really well. Check it out, and Nightingale Falling. And well done on that, Gareth. Okay, new releases in our cinemas this weekend.
Okay, we've got quite a lot of movies to get through. The first one is Baggage Claim. Paula Patton stars in this one, and pledging to keep herself from being the oldest and the only woman in her entire family never to wed, Montana embarks on a 30-day, 30,000-mile expedition to charm a potential suitor into becoming her fiancé.
Okay, then we've Emperor.
Yeah, a big budget-style movie as the Japanese surrender at the end of World War II. A general is tasked with deciding if an emperor will be hanged as a war criminal, and influencing his ruling is the quest to find an exchange student he met years earlier in the US. Matthew Fox, Tommy Lee Jones star in that movie. Okay, and here's a clip from a movie that stars Jim Broadbent, Lindsay Duncan, and Jeff Goldblum, Le Weekend.
About a month ago, the college insisted I take early retirement.
Oh, Nick.
One of the students made an official complaint.
What did you say?
They said, if you spent as much time on your studies as you do on your hair, you might have a chance of escaping your background. She complained to the dean. Apparently, her hair is her history, her identity, and something else. I forget what.
Was it terminé?
Well,
yes, we finished. Why didn't you tell me before?
I wanted it to be a surprise. I couldn't think about it.
Yes, that is Le Weekend.
Yeah, it's about a British couple who returned to Paris many years after their honeymoon, and that's their attempt to rejuvenate their marriage. Nobody's Daughter, Hae Won is a South Korean movie, the secret relationship between a student and a teacher, and will their love last? There's another take of Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Like, we needed one on the big screen again, but Hailee Steinfeld and Douglas Booth star in this one. Then there's a documentary, if you're interested in this. It's about the half-pipe legends Sean White and Kevin Pierce. So this is fast stuff in terms of it follows 15 years of their footage as they embark on the Winter Olympics and the likes as well. So it ultimately led to a tragic death of someone in the sport as well.
Okay, that's the crash reel.
And then a big movie starring someone who just cannot get roles at the moment, which is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, pity he can't get a gig, isn't it?
He's everywhere. It's just it's great, but he is a
It is his time, isn't it?
It really is his time, and I like him. He's good.
So
he's a really good actor. And Daniel Brühl stars in this one as well. He's just coming off the back of Rush. But The Fifth Estate is a dramatic thriller based on real events that reveals the quest to expose the deceptions and corruptions of power that turned an internet upstart, Julian Assange, into the 21st century's most fiercely debated organisation.
Yeah, that's one of the biggies this weekend, The Fifth Estate. But a nice mixture for us there, Gareth. And what TV movie are you recommending for us?
I picked a movie that was Mel Gibson's first directorial effort. Of course, he has fallen from grace big time now, but he's a very, very good director, and of the movies that he's done, they've been quite successful.
Yep.
Like some Braveheart, Apocalypto, Passion of the Christ, we know what that did. But the first one that he did was a small drama in which he plays a disfigured, reclusive teacher, and when a young guy comes to him looking for sort of tutoring, it creates a sort of interesting level of discussion amongst the community. It's a touching kind of small movie. Nick Stahl starred in it as well, and he's actually gone on to bad things in his life. He hasn't really done very well. It's worth watching because there's nice directorial touches there, and it's a small movie, but it's an intimate one. It's on at 10 to 12 on BBC One, so it's a late one. You'll catch it tonight, and it's called The Man Without a Face.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.